I'm going to stay up here, Brother Burton, I think, tonight. That'll go along good. A lot of folks surrendered all that we could have a good day. When I mean all, they worked hard. They gave their time. They gave up what they would have been doing with that particular time. And tonight I want to talk about it a little bit. We had a testimony meeting last Wednesday night leading up to the big Sunday. And I kind of want one tonight. We'll see how it goes. I can always, you know, go to my Bible and find something to preach an hour on. But it'd be better if I can get you to cooperate with a testimony. I'll start off with mine by just simply saying this. I want to thank everybody personally, not just that you work for the Lord and you work for His church, but it was a lot of personal effort because it was the pastor's 47th anniversary, and I appreciate that on a personal basis very much. We actually had folks come from way out of town. Of course, you know, Kevin Mann used to be our song leader, got saved here, and out in Texas, he and his wife Kay came, and they came to time it to where they could be with us on anniversary Sunday on purpose. We had the Adams couple that came all the way from Atlanta, and they were waiting on me down front here after we got through burning the mortgage, and I was a little bit shocked to see them. I said, well, y'all come to see somebody, you're passing through. No, we came because of your anniversary. That's a pretty good trip. But I did appreciate those kind of efforts. And then I've had a number of kind notes from a lot of folks, and I appreciate it very much. Sonia and I could not have thought 47 years ago we'd have such a service as we had Sunday, commemorating all that many years and all the victories. We came here with a little building, and we had a mortgage then. The only problem was we couldn't meet it. We were not, the payment wasn't that big, but it might as well have been $1 million if you didn't have it. And so that's what way we started off. And God has been good from that first step right on. And I praise the Lord for it. Tremendous. Sister Lee put this video online and got a tremendous amount of response about it. If I'm reading this right, 1,500 viewed it in 3 days. It's a pretty good number. As of 7 o'clock tonight, I guess, if I'm reading that right. And she put it on there. How many of you have seen it? All right. You're way ahead of me. I'm an old dinosaur coming up on this kind of stuff. But I do appreciate it. And then some of the comments are from people from way off. And some of them that somehow or another our church crossed their path sometime in the past. Or in many cases, members that were here at one time and have moved off. Here's one from April and Randy Posey. Of course, we remember that April was Richie Lemon's wife, Richie Lemon that passed away. And God brought a great man into her life after a few years. I believe they're out in Texas still. And they sent a kind congratulation note. Here's one I'll read you. David Black Jr., says, what a blessing to see my mom and dad. My mom and dad attended this church when they lived in Florida. Most of you remember that. Dad always talked about the great things going on there. Praise the Lord for what He's done there. So that's a good note. And here's one that really goes back. Is Sister Pritchard back there? Judy, are you back there? Raise your hand. All right, I'm going to read this. You'll connect to this one. This comes in from Patty Powell. What a neat video. My husband and I were there not far from the beginning. Talking about the beginning of our ministry. We arrived there in November 1971. Brian was the first full-time minister of music. And I believe he was the bus minister for a while. Yeah, he was both. He was our only staff member. It says, we have many members of this great ministry that the Lord has used mightily. Congratulations, Brother Mickey and Sonia. So that was Brian and Patty Powell. And they were our first song leaders. For you college students, they were just fresh couple out of Bible college. And he learned a lot that he didn't learn in Bible college. He was good. He was really good with the music and done a great job for us. But I remember one day we were out here building a fence or something on the property. He and I, and it was hot. We were laboring, and Brian was left-handed. And I was trying to teach him to hit the right nail with a hammer. He was missing it about every other time, and sometimes hitting his own nails. And finally, I stopped him. I said, "Brian, catch the hammer this way." And he looked at me and he said, "They didn't cover this in Bible college." I remember that so well. That's why we are covering it with some of you guys. Amen. You won't get out of here and be able to say that. But Brian and Patty were great couple serving the Lord with us, and there's several others on here, and we appreciate that very, very much. And Sister Carolyn Lee did a good job on that video. She made it actually a little better than it actually was on Sunday morning. I don't remember hearing the fire trucks. But anyway, we appreciate that very much. Here's what I thought. I've heard a few, and I've had a few notes, and I thought if some of you wanted to share some particular blessing, it might be a testimony concerning a kid or a soul or a person or an event or anything that registered with you on a big day, share it with us tonight. Give us a testimony. Now, I'd like for you to jump up. Leah's getting her hand up. Give me a microphone right here. Here we go.
Well, first of all, anniversary Sunday, probably over 10 years ago, was when my family first came here to the church and visited for the first time. We were on vacation, and we had no idea that we would be here, you know, a couple years ago when we moved. And so I praise the Lord for that, because anniversary Sunday will really always just, you know, have a special place in my heart. But between soul winning last week and working the Salvation Station on Sunday, I was able to lead 11 people to the Lord between, yeah, again, last right. week and Sunday. And so that was huge. I was also able to lead one of my bus kids to the Lord on Sunday. And another little girl, she was probably 7 or 8, I believe. And she was listening intently the whole time. And I led her to the Lord. And afterwards, she's like, "Yay, now I'm going to heaven because of Jesus." And it was just so sweet and special. And I thought that it was kind of over with, but kind of a little bit of it, I guess, came into today as well. Because just before the service, a couple of my bus kids came up to me and they said that they wanted to get saved, and so I was able to lead them to the Lord tonight. And so I praise the Lord for that, and I just really can't get over how good God is. He's been amazing.
Amen. All right, that's what I want. All right, Mark, right here on the front row, since we're close.
A blessing from the first and second grade junior church. I have the privilege to help in there, but it actually worked out. This Sunday I was able to preach to them on anniversary Sunday. But it's a real blessing. Sometimes you wonder, you know, how much are they going to understand at that very young age. But even as preaching to them, just able to try to present the gospel as clearly as possible, even at the young age. But it was just obvious that, you know, many of them were just glued right in and listening, and many understood. And, you know, at invitation time, it was a blessing to see several, you know, that went and were dealt with. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, from that class how many were saved. But it was just a blessing to see. Even, you know, you wonder, is all of this worth it? And it definitely was, because even from the first and second grade class, they were understanding, and I'm sure it was the same in all the other classes. But that was a blessing to me.
Amen. All right, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I'd like to have some testimonies concerning some of the soul winning that went on the field, and some that went on visitation before we ever got to Sunday. All right.
Yes, I just
like, stand up, Brother Scott, to make sure everybody sees you.
I was hoping not to
know who you are.
I tried to get away with it. Anyway, I was really nervous coming into anniversary Sunday, because, you know, the last couple of years helping Brother Mike in the 3rd to 6th grade class, and this is the first year that I was in charge of it. And I just I thank God so much for the group of workers in that class. They just made everything so easy and worked so well. And it was such an amazing time. And just when it came time for the preaching, and then the invitation to see the hands go up, and then I told them, well, if you just raise your hand, you want to know for sure you're going to go to heaven when you die, just go ahead and leave your seat and have the workers in the back. And we had 21 get up and go and trust Christ as their Savior, which is just beyond words.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Scott. Okay. All right. Bobby here's just got his assurance, is wanting to get baptized. He's going to share a word with us.
Well, I got a blessing to singing and preaching Sunday morning. We had a good service Sunday morning. We had good singing and good preaching.
Amen. Okay. Somebody else.
Well, I had primarily a few blessings really quick to share from the bus ministry. But for the past several weeks, we've been knocking doors with our bus, and we've been finding more and more parents that have said, we used to ride the Landmark bus when we were little, and start sending their kids as a result, because they're like, we want our kids to have the same exact experience. In fact, one mother thought she missed the bus and asked us where we were at, and she drove to where we were at with her three boys, and another mother did the same thing with her four or five kids. And after we passed their house, so it's just amazing. Just week after week, we're finding more parents that said, "Oh, I used to ride the Landmark bus when I was little, and I really want my kids to go there. I know it'll be very good for them." And one of the other main reasons why Anniversary Sunday is very special to me, I was telling the college students earlier during choir practice, was just a few years ago, I was able to be in the teen tent, and afterwards, one of the kids rose his hand saying that he wanted to get saved. I talked to him on the side, and I remembered I had seen him before from camp, and he didn't have a good week, and he had to leave early for reasons why he couldn't stay. But I talked to him afterwards, and he just said he wanted to get saved. So I talked to him. I asked him, "Well, do you want to get saved?" And he said, "Well, I'm not sure if God would save me, because why would God save me if my biological mom has beaten me since I was a kid, abused me, done this, I've stolen, I've done this and that. You know, would God really save me?" And I said, "Well, let's look at Paul, for example. You know, he murdered Christians at an early age, and yet God still saved him. And look at the ministry that he was able to start. God can save you no matter what." And I didn't say anything else to the kid. He just started bowing his head. He just bowed his head and started praying on his own. Amen. And when he was done, he looked up at me. He started crying, and he put his arms around me, and he said, I am so thankful. I never thought that God would ever save me." Amen. He said, "I don't know how that happened." And meanwhile, 3 or 4 years later, he's still faithful on the bus ministry. And I was just walking around just making sure my kids were okay. And I saw him, and I'm just like, 4 years ago, I got to lead you to the Lord. And here you are still today, as faithful as ever. So it was just a huge blessing this anniversary Sunday. So
that's tremendous, Hector. That's a great story. Amen. Anybody else? Kind of move along. All right, Brother Wiebe.
Well, I'm thankful for three things from Anniversary Sunday. The first thing, being responsible for maintaining the buses, making sure they're ready to go. And Anniversary Sunday is kind of apprehensive at first. Just I'm really praying that God will keep those buses running. I know they're going to be overweight, and those tires are you just hope and pray. But I was thankful that Dr. Bradley used his doctorate degree to help me to keep the buses filled with fuel. So I'm thankful for Dr. Bradley. So I'm thankful for the buses. And I'm thankful because I got to teach fifth grade boys Sunday school. And I had 30 boys. And it was just like I had a holy hush during the whole time. And I just gave them the gospel. And we're running out of time. So I just led the class in prayer. And 11 boys raised their hands, said they had a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And that was a blessing. And then working out in the food tent, I was putting out drinks on the table. And I'm thankful for this church, for the giving heart that you all have. So that, I was putting drinks out on the table, and just seeing the look on those kids' face when they look up at you, and are they supposed to take it? Are they supposed to pay for this? I say, no, it's free. And just the look was just worth it all. Just seeing their face going, wow, I can get this for free. And just, that was a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Wiebe. Yeah, I tell you what, far as I know, and I've heard no different, the bus is held up all right. And somebody comes regular on Sunday, you can pray about this, saw the buses, saw how bad they need paint, how old they are, and he come up to me and he said, I know somebody and I'm going to talk to them, and I believe God's going to give y'all some new buses. So you can pray about that. I don't know, but wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? But that's what they said right over to me on the field, and I just leave that with the Lord. Amen. All right, somebody else got a word to share. Just raise your hand and let one of these men with the mic get to you.
I came late, but when I came, there was an obvious hole in the clouds. Did anybody see it?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
God certainly answered prayer on the weather. I've heard reports that it was raining on power line, raining on the other side of town, but right over us, it was just right. Amen. Okay. Angel?
I was a little distracted. I think one of my favorite things I liked about Anniversary Sunday was the fact we had 179 teens in the tent. And anytime you get a big group of teenagers together, there's always distractions, and there's always those few teens that you have to like pull aside and be like, hey, you need to straighten up or we're gonna send you home. But while I was on the security part of it, we didn't have any distractions for really any of the teenagers. They were all attentive and they were all paying attention to the preacher, and the preacher was surprised me the most. I saw him pulling in and I asked one of the guys, I was like, who's preaching? He's like, that man right there. And I was like, okay. And then just to hear how God used him, and he was so powerful in speaking, it was like it was reaching everybody in the tent. But the other part that I loved about Anniversary Sunday was somehow I got stuck in the dunk tank, and I was talking smack to the kids, and I was like, you throw like a girl. And then as soon as they hit me, I went down, and I caught a glimpse of their smile, and then I tried to prolong getting back up, and then as soon as I got back up, I went back down again. And I was like, as much as I don't want to be in the dunk tank, just seeing the kids' smiles makes it all worth it. And
amen.
It was an awesome feeling. So.
Amen. That's good. All right. Okay, Doug.
Just one story I thought was kind of a neat thing. A couple of years ago, just knocking on doors on Saturday, we came across a family who had three kids, and it took me almost a month to finally to get the parents to let them come the first time. And the two oldest ones got saved, and then they moved away to Texas. And they've been gone for probably a year and a half at least. And I had a follow-up card Saturday that Brother Pitts gave me, and I called the number, and I told him who I was, and he said, oh, is this Brother Bob? And I realized it was that family had just moved back to this area. And so they rode the bus Sunday, and the youngest girl got saved Sunday morning. And I walked in. They were the last ones I dropped off, so I brought the kids in to see the dad again because I hadn't seen him since before they moved away. And when she came in the house, she says, Daddy, I got a song stuck on my mind. And it was that song, Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. And she was just running around the house singing about Jesus, and the rest of the kids were just, I love going back to church. We pray and we learn about Jesus, and the parents are, they're getting close, I think, for us to be able to reach that family too. So that was just kind of a neat blessing.
Amen. Well, somebody else. Okay, Brother Moses Smith.
I think this is about my 14th anniversary Sunday. I think maybe I was out preaching one anniversary Sunday, so I only attended 13 of them. But they're always a blessing. This time I was sick, had congestion, and I don't know what. I was sick Friday. Saturday didn't come into soul winning. Sunday morning I got up and I was well and came in, went to Sunday school class, and Brother Morgan had brought two young men to Sunday school class, and Brother Larson, I asked them if they knew for sure they was going to go to heaven. To very first of class, and gave them to me to take out and present the gospel to, and I got to lead two young men about age of 20, 25 to the Lord, and I just could never get over how happy and peaceful they were with their decision. It just was a blessing, and God just made me well just to come to that, because my congestion was back Monday morning, and I still got some of it. So praise the Lord, he let me do that, and I did go home after service, so I didn't get to go watch the party. But it was raining out here on 544 as we left. We got out about 2 miles, and it started raining and rained all the way out to your house, Pastor.
Yes. So,
amen.
Yeah, I saw the evidence when I started home, but God sure held it off of us up here. And those two young men he's talking about, I talked to them later, and they were happy about being saved. Amen.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Linda Dutton, and I'm happy to be saved on Sunday. And it was so good, because everybody clapped, shook my hand, and said, God bless you.
Amen.
Isn't that sweet? And I'm happy, because I got friends all over the world. Because my friends, they're all my friends, even though I don't know them all the time. I never knew them or their names, but they're beautiful people. And Amen. I'm people.
All
it
right.
Makes me cry.
She is from the home down there, I believe. Which home is it, Jerry? Can you tell me?
I don't know. Maybe George, you would know that. Where Robbie, I don't know where Bob is.
2411, Robin. Private
care. Okay, private care, I believe. Okay, let's.
State run housing program. Yeah.
All right.
State run housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
My name is George. I've been here about 177 days since I've been staying in Haines City. And Sunday gone was my first time experiencing anniversary Sunday. Well, I've been coming before that for the senior patrons. But then I was encouraged by one of the members here that, why don't I just keep going further on? Keep just put one foot in front of the other. You keep going and going and going.
Amen.
Then I got messed around and managed to get myself saved and put myself up to baptism. It was a lot. I didn't know it was going to give me that much relief, but I'm sure it gave the rest of them a lot of relief. You know, you come in like that, or who is this stranger? Who is he looking for? You know, I think I know when his time is to strike and all that, but I didn't have. When I got saved, that took that edge off. And when I came a member, it just made me closer to the other members. That's it. You can't step, or it's best not to try to step on nobody's toes.
Amen.
You never know who you might need. Thank you.
All right. It's a new believer just a few weeks ago. Remember? All right. Who else? Up top. All right, up top there, Sammy.
Well, this will be my second anniversary Sunday at Landmark that I can clearly remember in my mind. I know I have been here in the past, but don't have much recollection of it. But I was blessed. I was able to be in the fourth grade class, and we started, and I counted people, and I think we had 28 kids, and we had 19 seats. So we had people sitting on the ground, and then Brother Young's bus drives in and 11 kids walk in our classroom, and that was just a blessing there, just sitting on the ground and listening to Brother Congdon preach and teach them, and I just touched my heart, and they paid attention, and when I had to walk out to go to my next station, but nine kids stayed back and got saved, so
Amen.
That just touched my heart and was a blessing, so thank you.
Amen. All right. Yeah, when you don't have chairs, you set them on the ground or the floor or wherever. That happens almost every year. All right?
I know many of you and myself have been praying for people to get saved leading up to Anniversary Sunday, and we've been going out soul winning, and many people there have gotten saved, and of course Sunday as well. But I think one thing we're not thinking of is people further away My little brother back in Fort Myers, which isn't too far away, but he got saved last week, and he's only 4 and a half. And my parents were a little bit skeptical at first that he really, truly had asked Jesus in his heart. But the very next night, they brought him to bed, and he was kind of whining, and he usually doesn't do it. So they went back, and they asked him what was going on, and he said that his little teddy bear, he said, Teddy needs to get saved now, too. And he was whining because he was asking, he said, I'm asking the Lord to save him, too. And he never said the Lord before. It was always Jesus or God. And so that was just another confirmation of, you know, him truly having accepted Christ. And I think it's so wonderful to know that our prayers go so far, not only right here at the church that we know of, but also further away. Thank you.
All right. I think there's a song on the radio, Teddy Bear Revival, so maybe. That's, tell you what, evidence of getting saved is wanting to see somebody you love saved. Brother Vic?
As most of you know, I handle the insurance here for the church, and needless to say, every anniversary Sunday, I just shudder when I hear a bus captain or a driver come up to me and say, we had 105 on our bus today. My heart sinks, because if we had an accident, we'd be in serious trouble. But, and I haven't heard of any broken limbs or any stab wounds or anything like that. So God truly blessed and truly put his armor protection around this ministry, and I thank him for that.
Amen. Not only that, when the buses come in loaded, we hire some policemen to go over there for security on the field. And about 3 years ago, we were having probably a bigger number on buses than we had this last Sunday. And they come pulling in, kids hanging out of the windows, stacked on top of each other. And I was standing there with the policeman. He said, Preacher, that bus is overloaded. I said, you need to look the other way. Then I went ahead and I said, you got to give us a little slack one Sunday. I said, it'd be awful hard for that bus driver to tell those kids you can't get on, we're full. But anyway, God's taking care of us, Brother Vic. I know what you're talking about. I really do, but God's been good to us on that. Amen. All right, go ahead.
Last time there was the visitor that I brought, and then we went to the tent for the soul winning tent, and she was asking, what was that over there in the front? And I said, oh, they were just talking about how you can go to heaven. And he said, oh, I want to go to heaven too. And I said, for real? No. And then I don't have my Bible with me, so he said, get your Bible, I will go to heaven. And I said, okay. She got saved, and so is her daughter.
Amen. All right, boy, I tell you what, they were busy in the soul winning tent, and some of our folks were walking around buttoning, holding, or going personally to some others, because there are a few that don't come to church, but they walk in from the neighborhood at the party. So some of our soul winners talked to some of them, and so that was really good. All right, somebody else back there? Where? Don't see anybody. All right. All right. I see. Okay. I couldn't see where you were running. I thought you were just running for exercise.
Amen. I just want to say thank you to everybody that worked. It was a blessing, Preacher, to see how many, you know, the planning and you know, the best laid plans never always come together, and just watch people fill in and help other people and be a blessing to make sure all the booths were filled and everybody was in their place, and it was just a blessing. This is my 7th anniversary Sunday being at Landmark, and again, it was different for me. Everyone's different, and I was here when we set the record when I was in Bible college for the single day, but you can't live on last year's blessings, and it was a big day. God did it again with the rain and all those things. I just want to say thank you to everybody that worked And I'm just thankful for all the souls that were saved. My personal testimony from this one that was different is as we took the college students all over this area and everywhere those yellow buses run, I was just reminded about how many places that I've never been in this area, and that streets that have never had the gospel, that I've never been down. And there was a place on Brother David's route. That's what I drove Sunday. And I started looking as I was dropping off my soul winners and going different places, and I noticed there was an entrance, and there was just so much woods, and I said, something else has got to be back there. I've never been in that place before over in Arbondale, and I crossed the street and went back in there, and there were little kids running everywhere inside that place and just a bunch of apartments that we'd never been in before, and picked my soul winners up and took them over there, and so many of those kids rode the bus Sunday and heard the gospel and got saved. And so it's a blessing. It's a big deal. Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, there's still places we haven't reached, and God shows us one like that every now and then. All right, I promised you that we were going to do something with the ashes. And this is a jar with the ashes. And most of you noticed when we were burning the mortgage, it did shoot up some brown smoke pretty heavy there. And I didn't know why, because it was paper we put in, just paper. I didn't think smoke like that. Well, we had a brand new grill, and it was burning the paint in the bottom of the grill. Didn't hurt nothing. It actually probably made the ashes stick together a little bit better. So we've put it in the jar. Now, there's been talk about getting a professional jar. This is just a fruit jar. Appreciate Sister Billy McLean getting it for me. But it says mortgage burning, 47th anniversary. And then it's got that little fire thing that we wear on our buttons. Some of you still wearing the buttons, and that's okay. I wore mine one extra day, but you can keep on wearing it if you want to, but we have burned the mortgage, and so that's what the fire represents. So it says Landmark Baptist Church, January 28, 2018, Dr. Mickey Carter, pastor. Now, we may do a little something different with it, but if you want to look at it, it'll be up here, and I don't know where we'll put it later, but I don't want to, it's such a big thing. I think it's good to keep a memorial of it. I really do. And it's a big deal. Some of the personal notes I have gotten congratulating us on it. I believe Brother Bradley told me tonight that Brother Coyle may be going to print some of the information in the revival fires, and that'll be good. And I've had a call or two from some preachers that heard about it. So it is a big deal. And I heard one of the young men talking on the radio about it, about the sacrificial giving that made it happen. And what really, really blessed my soul was that we reached the mission gauge too. If we had not reached that, it still would have been a great victory, but there could have been that undercurrent that, well, maybe we took from one pocket and put in the other one, but we didn't. By the grace of God and sacrificial giving and people praying, we reached them both. And so that is a great victory, and we praise the Lord for it. Just before we dismiss, I can't remember if I read this on the prayer list. I was just talking a while ago before we started the service with Sonia Burden, and she was telling me about their daughter, Brittany, and most of you teens and all, you know Brittany. And she's got to have a little, she had an eye examination. She needs a little work done there. I tell you what we could do. Hope you will. Remember in prayer, and God could do that eye work. You know, in the Bible, Jesus took care of some eyes, didn't he? And he could still do it. And so I just want to ask you to personally pray for Brittany. And here she is, a teenager, and she don't need that problem. Let's just pray about it, okay? All right, let's stand. Brother Hector, you want choir practice? Yes.